All right, we're here with the Fenect team. And tell us who you are and where you're from.
Yeah, my name is Fabio Matsui, and I'm from Wirestone.
My name is Alex Wiggins. I'm from Oregon State University.
I'm Ruma Paul. I'm from Washington State University.
And so we've got a really interesting project here. Everyone in the control room was talking about this during Channel 9 Live. Uh-huh. So tell us what you've built here.
Yeah, so essentially what we have the parrot drone, mm-hmm. and what we're doing
is... This is a remote control quadcopter.
Exactly. And what we're using the Kinect to control the drone. So control not only the altitude, like the elevation, but also do all the classical, I guess airplane controls.
Yeah.
Like a pitch, roll, yaws. You
know. Awesome. And you did this in 24 hours?
Well, no, 10 hours.
10?
Yeah.
Wow. Very impressive.
It actually was interesting because Alex had to go out there, get a couple. And actually, we found out that we had a couple in the building.
Yeah, you can always find one here.
Yeah, exactly.
Clint's office is full of stuff like that.
Exactly. So he went there. Once he was back, we started working on the code. And actually... We spend more time testing than actually development.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Because
I
don't want to get anything chopped off today.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Well, can you give us a demo here? Show us how this works?
Yeah. I think you guys can do that.
So the basic hand gestures we have are we can lift it off, and then we're using our body mainly as a joystick. So we go forward, backwards, roll left, roll right. If we want to rotate, just twist your torso. And this is all done basically tracking your sternum to hip and then the orientation of your shoulders at that point. So let's try and take it off real quick.
So, turn left, turn right, go forward, backwards, right, go hold, go the other way.
All right, we get the idea. So if you had more time, what other types of things would you code for it?
We fix up the voice recognition, make it a lot more accurate.
So you can use the microphone array on the Kinect to try to hone in on your voice and get rid of some of the noise?
Yeah, you can. So you can do directional beams off the microphone array. So make sure you're standing in front of it if you say anything or... Make sure you're not over there talking to it.
Yeah, there are a couple pieces of information that you get from the recognizer. One is the confidence level, and also what's new on the Kinect is what direction the sound came from.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.